On the KSRO live line this morning is Tim O'Reilly. He is the founder and the CEO of O'Reilly Media, based in Sebastopol, and he's written a new book. Good morning, Tim. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us this morning. The book is called WTF, What's the Future and Why It's Up to Us. Now, O'Reilly Media used to be just a book publishing company, but of course, it's much more than that. And now they call you the tech guru around here. One of the things that that you mention in your book is how much we worry about artificial intelligence, but you say we're already living inside robots.
Well, if you think about the great platforms of Silicon Valley, Google, Facebook, Twitter, they're effectively giant machines. You know, the people working inside them are you know, the care and feeding of a digital behemoth. And we ourselves are part of that. But it goes further than that, because our financial markets are also a vast digital machine. And here's the thing that's really essential to understand. A company like Google or Facebook has what you could call an objective function. Everything that Google does, all of the different algorithmic systems they build, all of the AI that they put to work in search, for example, is trying to find relevant search results or relevant ads. Facebook is trying to find ways to show you content that will be more engaging. And our financial systems also have a master objective function, and it's to make money for shareholders. And so when you think about what's wrong with our economy, income inequality, this machine is doing exactly what we told it to do, to make money for the people who own companies, not to make our society more prosperous, not to make the economy as a whole work better. We have a theory that by making, you know, this started really in the 70s, and that's when you see the great divergence between technological productivity and wages. We had this theory that if you made companies prosperous, they would make the rest of society prosperous. But that didn't work. Just like Facebook had a theory that if you tuned all your algorithms to make content more engaging, you'd have community, you'd have real connections between people. But then we had this invasion of fake news, and we saw that that objective function could be perverted. And I think we're in that same state in our economy. So what I'm trying to do in the book is to take lessons from the great tech platforms and say, how do they apply to our society as a whole? This idea about AI, and the fact that we're living inside of a giant proto-AI, which is a sort of a compound organism made up of us and digital programs in a new symbiosis, is really only one of those ideas. This idea of, like, if tech platforms, you know, and you look at the most valuable companies in the world, they're all platform companies. Are they creating value for all their participants?
Yeah.
Silicon Valley has this notion that as long as you create value for the users, it justifies any other behavior.
Tim.
And the problem with that is these platforms are really two-sided marketplaces. You know, think about Uber. They have to support drivers as well as passengers. And they've tended to sacrifice the interests of drivers for the interests of passengers.
Tim.
Or think about, yeah.
So here's the deal. I mean, here's why I really like you. Because when you get in front of Eric Schmidt, who runs Google, you say to him, you got to do more with technology rather than use it to just cut costs. So what happens if we outsource everything? We have driverless cars, driverless vacuums, nobody needs to do anything. Then what do people do on Earth if everything else is done for them? There's no jobs.
Well, first of all, I actually don't believe that that's true. One of the things that we see in the history of technology is that technology lets us do something that was previously impossible. And we end up doing more. And people just forget that for a while. You know, it's sort of like, think about the first industrial revolution, the famous Luddite rebellion, you know, where they were smashing the machine looms. You know, we actually, in the time since then, that textile industry expanded thousandfold. And the descendants of those weavers, you know, have more clothes than the kings and queens of Europe did in the time. You know, we throw our clothes away. We change them routinely. They're so cheap that they're disposable practically. Same thing with food. You know, 80 or 90% of the world's population, used to work on food production. In developed countries like the United States, that's down to 2%. Yet we've added new kinds of cognitive components to food. And what I mean by that is, think about it. This isn't just coffee. This is single origin coffee roasted by Blue Bottle. It's better than the other coffee. You should pay more for it.
Right.
So the fundamental thing is there's always new ways that we find new things to do with technology if we really focus on solving problems and if we also allow human creativity to take hold.
Well, that would be a great way to leave it, human creativity taking hold. Tim, thanks so much for being with us and much success with the new book.
Thank you very much.
That's Tim O'Reilly, the founder and CEO of O'Reilly Media, based in Sebastopol.